Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Jen on Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am, as always, super excited to be here. And I think a little bit more so this week, we are going to chat faith. And my goal for this show is to make it as personal as possible and speak to the journey that I've been on and share with you things, you know, my experience and my transformation and how my life has changed and what's gone on and what's coming in new, just to share with you on living faith every day and how I do it and how I apply it to life. And so when we live in faith, I want to talk a little bit about the definition that you just find that you find in the dictionary. And the definition in the dictionary is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And the second part of that definition is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion. And I want to focus this solely on God today and the role that He has played in my life and what I do daily to be in His presence and to live in the blessings for me, they're blessings, whether they're good or bad, you know, whether it's a trial or tribulation, whether it's a success, whether it's a rough spot or, you know, a joyous time. For me, they're all blessings. And so I want to share that with you today and what's happened and what's happened in my life and where it's gotten me and where I'm going. And again, to apply this to everyday life, I like to call it everyday living with God. And so it's not rules or regulations. It's not me telling you that you have to do this and you must do that. This is about your personal relationship with faith. This is about you discovering, you creating, you building your personal relationship. And the best way that I know how to share that with you is by sharing my own personal testimony, my own personal story. So I'm here to be an open book and to share insight on trials and tribulations and successes and struggles that I go through daily to live in this thing we called life. So let's dive right in. We just touched base about the definition that you can find when you look it up online or in the dictionary. And I want to jump into scripture. And so in scripture, if you look at Hebrews if you look at 11:1, chapter 11, verse 1, you'll see that faith is clearly defined. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, which I love. I love that word, hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so when we talk about faith, it's sort of one day I was, flipping through images of positive sayings. And it said, faith is like Wi-Fi. You just know that it's there. You can't see it. You just know that it's there. And that's how I live daily. And so faith for me is a hope, is an understanding, is a belief. And when I say that it's a belief is hardcore ingrained in me. It's what I believe. And it's, and based on that belief, that is how I act. And that is how I behave. And again, when we talk about faith and we bring God, and we talk about God, this isn't about perfection. This isn't about acting perfectly. I make mistakes daily. I goof up daily. I make wrong decisions daily. This isn't about perfection. This is about having a faith, having a belief. And like we just heard from Hebrews 11:1, this is about having things hoped for. And so I want to move our conversation into applying this into life. So everyday real life applications of living in faith daily. And so one of the things that that I do is when I was thinking about this is I thought about the steps that I go through daily, every day as part of a habit, as part of a routine. And it's sort of like getting up and brushing your teeth. It's, you know, we do these things and it just becomes, it's just natural. You know, it's funny, if you walked out of the house without brushing your teeth, you knew that it was a super busy morning or you were really distracted. You got outside and you're like, wow, it's, you know, I completely forgot to brush my teeth. So it becomes such a habit. And that's what living in faith has become for me. I don't know any other way. And what's interesting is living in faith for me is exactly what Hebrews 11:1 says. It says living in hope, and hope that, you know, all the things that you desire will come to be. Hope in love, hope in kindness, hope in wonderful things happening, hope in when something doesn't go your way or doesn't go my way, or when a big trial or tribulation comes up, hope that it's completely working out for my good. Hope that there's a lesson to be learned. Hope that I'm growing. So it's always for me living in that state of hope. And I guess we can call it seeing the silver lining, but it's so much more than that. It's, you know, it's that belief. It's that understanding for me that this is, every day is good. You know, every day is a good day. And to live in those moments and to cherish those moments, especially in this busy lifestyle that we tend to lead, just living, embracing as the day goes on, living in the moments, being grateful, living in kindness. And again, I was joking with somebody yesterday. I said, yeah, just, you know, let me just ride around on my unicorn and I'm happy. And and again, it doesn't mean that there's not dark clouds or there's bad moods or, I think we've become, I know that I have experienced this where it's an all or nothing concept. It's an all or nothing. I struggled with this years ago, but it was almost like I'm either going to be all in, all happy, all good things all the time, or it's not working. And for me, what I've learned is that it just doesn't work that way. Life is a journey, and that journey is daily, and we don't know when it's going to end. And so being in the moment and living as gratefully as we can and being as kind as we can and coming from a loving place just makes those moments even better. And so let's dive in. I want to talk about real life everyday applications and applying this to our daily life and what we can do. And just going back to that belief for a moment, it's sort of, I equate it to, you know, you just know the sun will rise tomorrow morning. And that's what faith is for me. It's a belief. It's a guarantee, that it's there and that it's, and everything is working out, according to a plan that God has, for my good. You know, and that he has things that are far better for me than I could ever dream and that I could ever even want for myself and that under my control that I could ever possibly get. So what's one of the things that I do? Well, I believe God's word. So God's word for me, the scripture is daily life. You know, the word Bible, sometimes you'll see it's basic instructions before leaving earth. And in the word, it's basic instructions for living. So, but first you need to believe that God's word is true. And we see that scripture in John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So again, it's that belief that it's true. So it's just an underlying belief that what God says will happen or God's promises will come. And that his word is true. And there's been, gosh, moment after moment where I've seen it, right? It's important to remember those moments where those blessings came, or to look back on the trials and tribulations and see how we grew through them and see how God supported us through them. One of the things that I do is I keep a journal. I have so many of them now, but it's sort of like a record of the day of things that I've spoken to God about, of things that have happened based on those conversations. But it's a great reflection tool for me to go through and see that in scripture, his promises have come to pass in my life. Sometimes some of the things that I've heard is, people ask a lot, do prayers get answered? And they do, always. One of the things that we have to, we just have to think about and take into consideration is that it's God's will be done. And there are things that I've asked for or things that I've prayed about. And then based on what has happened, maybe it's the opposite. I've received the opposite of what's happened. At the end of the day, God's will be done. And so when I can, as I've journeyed this, as I've kept my journals and I've seen what I've prayed for and what the result has been, I then have such a deeper understanding and such a deeper relationship with God. And so I can reflect back. I kind of call it like Monday morning quarterbacking. I can reflect back and see that, okay, I prayed for this. This is what came up in my life. But now as I look back, I can see where what I prayed for wasn't the best for me, but God knew the best for me. So again, it's that solidifying that faith in that his word is true and he shows it to me and it has come to pass in my life. So that's one of the things that I do daily is I have this journal and I keep and it's not formal. It's a conversation. It's reflections, but it's just something that I can look back on and know that God's word is true. And again, that just deepens, that strengthens that faith, right? Which is of things hoped for. So So that's the first thing that you, that's one of the things that you can do that I do for everyday application of faith. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to jump into this, the second thing that I do daily on building that faith and strengthening it and living in it daily. And it's just, you know, so it can bring about amazing things in your life. So when we get back, we'll jump into prayer, and you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about faith today and what I do daily to live by faith and to increase my faith. And just to, you know, share personal stories with you about faith. And faith is unseen, right? Faith is a belief. Faith is a belief in things hoped for, and that's how I live. And we mentioned in the beginning is that it's not a, you know, our faith wavers. My faith wavers. That's where doubt creeps in, and we'll talk about that in a little bit because I want to give you the source of that, and talk about how to overcome doubt and fear and anger and those things. But what happens is when my faith does waver, I have these items in place, these habits in place, activities in place, that if I'm going through a moment of wavering, then I know to dive right in to my tools. You know, it's like having a toolbox. So the first thing that we talked about was believing God's word is true. And besides reading scripture, which is something that I do daily because it's the principles for living, it feels so good to read God's promises. One of the things, there's thousands of promises that God gives us in the Bible. And one of the things that I've done that also has been just a tremendous tool for living in faith is I've cut and pasted on Word documents and literally hundreds and hundreds of promises are on these documents, and I carry them around. They're in my home office. They're in my home. They're in my car. I have these promises around. So when I'm having any moments of doubt or fear or anxiety, I read them, and I read them over and over and over again. And it's an amazing transformation that begins to happen. Another thing that I do is I pray. But I specifically pray for faith. I pray, I ask God to increase my faith. If you look at, and what's so amazing is, you know, it's, again, we talk about the Bible having the principles for our living. It even specifically says to do that. So if you look at 1 John 5:14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So if we ask for increased faith, he gives it to us. So again, that's an incredible feeling. I guess for me, it's a confidence in that belief. It feels like, to me, it's a parent, it's a father, right? It's having that security and that belief in that as I go on through my day, he's controlling the steps. And when I choose my free will to do something that possibly is against his will, then he scoops around and he makes my crooked places straight. So he'll work to make all things work out for my good. So it's a huge, so prayer for me and asking for that increased faith is a tremendous tool. And that's something that I do daily. And it's, you know, there's in scripture, it talks about praying fervently. And there's been, I get a lot of questions about what does that mean? I pray for things multiple times. I pray for things, the same things daily. I'll pray for, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to my prayer. And that's something that through my ministry, I want to share with all of you that this is about developing your personal relationship with God. And so for me, I may have a conversation with God on Monday and consistently and over and over and repetitively talk about something specific, and then not talk about it all week. And then again, maybe bring it up again on Saturday. And there have been things in the past that I'll talk about consistently on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. So to me, part of that faith is just having a conversation. It's just having, I give thanks before I ask for something, and we'll talk about that next. But I will ask for the same thing over and over again. I will also pray often for God's will to be done in my life. And again, that is increasing my faith because through my journey, I have released that control, which is a really great feeling. That has helped tremendously with any anxiety that I've had. I've talked about that in the past. If you go to my website, I wrote a piece. If you look under the blog, I've written a piece about anxiety and situations that I've been in and anxiety that I've gone through. And having reliance, having that faith in God has been tremendous in my transformation with anxiety. So let's go on to the next thing that I do. And I just mentioned it. I said to give thanks. So I praise God and I give thanks. And I do that. I do that constantly. And what that looks like is I remember, and I just want to, I want to talk about, I'm focused solely on God here. I do want to bring in what has been called like the new age spirituality, where living in a state of gratitude, you'll hear that often, living in a state of gratitude, living thankful, living, right, thanking, being in a constant state of saying thank you. And that's what I do here with my faith. So I am constantly praising God and giving thanks. For me, in my personal journey, it has been about, I say thank you, God, or I say thank you, Jesus. So we see that in scripture, right? Again, it's the basic instructions before leaving this earth. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's he's telling us to, that's one of the steps, to give thanks. And it's been so, gosh, it's, for me, it's been so transforming, where I walk around now daily just constantly giving thanks to him. And sometimes it's simple things. Sometimes it's giving thanks for a shower, for hot water, for clean water, for the clothes on my back. And sometimes it's giving thanks for major things. And what I want to bring up here is what I do daily is I give thanks for things that I haven't received yet, but that I would like to see come into my life. And a while back ago, I had done a show on creating a breakthrough and about creating a vision, for your life. And I fully still believe in that, and working with God and working through faith on that vision, on seeing that vision come to life. And I want to take you through the steps of that. And I want to take you through why it's been life-changing for me and where God has played a role in making these, my visions come to life. We're going to take a quick short break. And when we get back, what I want to do is we'll talk about vision, we'll talk about faith, and we'll talk about how all of a sudden I'm watching dreams unfold before my eyes for my life. And these are things that I have been, you know, in some cases dreaming about for years. And in other cases, you know, a week goes by, I think about something and a week goes by and it comes into my life. So let's take a quick short break. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So we're talking about faith today, and for me, it's faith in God. And so before the break, we left off talking about giving thanks. And it's something that has become, it's such a huge part of my daily ritual, my daily being. And even when doubt starts to creep in, for me, giving thanks is huge. It brings me quickly into a state of gratitude and thankfulness, and that doubt and anxiety and restlessness. I think restlessness for me is a good word. I don't feel grounded when I'm feeling fear, and I start to, you know, my body language changes. I start to get agitated. I just feel disconnected, and so going through thanks and giving thanks is a huge part of bringing me back and bringing me back to my faith. So to me, it's a tool. And so I mentioned about giving thanks for future events. And so this is what I do. And this is, again, it's sort of that that journal, that record, right, of things that have happened and outcomes and things that I've prayed for. And it's a way for me to reflect and just watch faith coming alive in my life. So what does it mean to give thanks for future events? So I have visions for different areas of my life. So I break it out. I break it out into career. I break it out into relationships, which means a personal relationship, right? Husband or wife, spouse. I break it out into my parenting. I break it out into friendships. I break it out into health. And I break it out into, spirituality. And I break it out into fun, you know? So I have different visions. And what a vision means to me is, what does my life look like in that area? And I write it out. I describe it. So if you were, let's talk about spirituality. For me, it includes going to church. And what I'll include is a certain amount of times a month. What it looks like. So daily readings, meditation with God, talking to God, reading scripture, doing participating in events at my church. It includes volunteering, things that I want to do. So the vision is about a day in the life under that category. And what I do is it's not a now time frame, it's a future time frame. So what I do is I take my starting point is what am I doing now and who do I want to become in that category. So if it's in a relationship, who do I want to become as a parent? And so I'll take what my parenting looks like now and what I want it to grow into. And then that vision, that is my vision. And so what I do is I have these visions. I keep them handy. They're right on my desk, and I keep them even in my my personal space, and so I can read them throughout the day. And so what I do is I give thanks. So I not only I read my visions, and that way I can work on me becoming, but I also talk to God about it. And so I give thanks. I give thanks for everything that's listed in who I'm looking to become. And again, I think what has happened for, I know what's happened for me in the past, and maybe some of you can resonate with this, is that when we don't get what we want, faith starts to waver. And that's not what it's really about, because really at the end of the day, it's God's will be done. So what His will be done. And sometimes getting what we want is not what was best for us. And we don't know all the time what's best for us. For me, I don't think I ever know what's best for me. I rely that much on God sharing that with me and letting me know. So there are going to be moments, and there are going to be times when you look at I've been seeing these visions now for years, and they've, you know, they've grown, and they've changed. But I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen, things come to fruition. I've seen what God has done in my life, and I have seen, some of these, you know, some of my desires not come true, not come to fruition. And when I can look back and look at what I've asked for and look at what's played out in my life, I can see why what I asked for, I'll give you some examples, was way too small, was harmful, what ended up being harmful, was not good for me, was not good for my children, was not good for our personal life. And so, but at the time, you know, I didn't know that. So it's not so in those moments, my faith is strong. My faith is strong in relying that God knew what was best for me. And so I hope that shares a little bit with you about helping with faith not wavering, and when faith wavers, what you can do is you can look back and reflect on what has come and what you've asked for in the way that your life looks now, and know that that's the way that it was supposed to be. That's the way that it was supposed to work out. So what's something else that I do? Well, something else that I do is I'll read scripture. I read scripture all the time. And what I do is I take action. So it's pretty cool. In James 2:26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also." And what that means is faith is, believe is a verb, right? So believe is action, and faith is action. Faith is taking action. Faith is doing something to show your faith, doing something to show your belief. So I'm going to go through some ways to do that, that are specifically that you can find in scripture. But I also want to share with you some personal things that I do. So for instance, doing the visions, right? Giving thanks, talking about the visions, living the vision, right? The things that you desire, the things that you want. I do that daily. And so again, it's putting works to faith. It's showing it's showing action. It's showing belief. It's showing trust in God. What are some other things that you can do? Well, if you go specifically to the word, which I want to give you, but I just want to say something first, is that there's what's different here is that this what this means is that this isn't about your works causing you to be righteous in God's eye. That's not the meaning behind this scripture. Faith without works is dead faith. And what it means is that when we don't put something behind our faith, it shows a spiritually dead heart. And how we live reveals what we believe. And that's something that I shared with you at the beginning of the show, is that faith is a belief for me. Faith is when we're taking action, when we're showing our works regarding faith, that's showing a living faith. That's bringing faith alive. That's giving a heartbeat to faith. So I just want you to see that difference. This doesn't make us, this isn't about righteousness. I want to talk about righteousness in another show. Being in right standing with God. This is about us. This is about our faith. And why this is so important is because this is how it helps you in those moments of doubt, of having faith and having actively showing yourself that you have faith, that you are hopeful, right? That you are hopeful. So just to give you, I just want to give you a few examples from scripture, because I think it's really great for you for reference. So if you look at Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect." So everyday application of that, what does that mean? I am open to what God has for me. So I resist conforming to this world. And so I'm open. I leave my mind open. That's an act of faith. That's an active show of faith. I leave my mind open for God's will to be done in my life. So we're going to take a quick short break because when we get back, I want to finish our final segment with giving you some more active steps in showing active faith. Because I think it's been so life-changing for me to bring this into my daily experience where, like, you know, the faith is, you know, my action is quick. It's there's really very little room for doubt. And when you're living in that beautiful, constant faith, you know, everything is good. You know, even when it's bad, it's still good. And it just changes your heart, and it just leaves you open to more joy and more peace. And it's just and something that I've experienced, and that's my, you know, that's something that I would love for all of you. So you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. Let's dive right back in because we're entering our final segment. And honestly, I have so much more I want to share with you. So we talked about not conforming, right? Not conforming to this world. So just having an open mind for God's will to be done in your life. In Romans 12, 9, it says, let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness, turn in horror from wickedness, but hold fast to that which is good. And what I love about this is that daily, what I'll do is I'll practice. I practice sitting in love. I practice sitting, speaking in love. When I'm about to enter a conversation, maybe a phone call, I'll put myself in a love state. And I look for loving things. I look for the love during the day. I'll go out for a walk and look for lovely things. So it's right, what you focus on, you find. And so I set the intention to focus on love, and you become more loving, and it really changes your chemistry. It changes the cells in your body. It's such a big difference. And again, that reinforces faith, because you're, again, it's that belief, right? It's that belief that all things are working out for my good. And so it's just it leaves very little room for that fear and anxiety and deception to creep in. And if it does, you can get out of it quickly and you can move back into a state of love. Another favorite one of mine is Romans 12, 11 is never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor, be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. And again, what this does for me is I have my faith in God. I put my faith in God, and then I put my service into Him and doing His work. So from a faith perspective, it just, that's my focus. And so it helps me to eliminate the outside world, right? The chatter, the rumors, the gossip, the conversations, the hate, the unrest. It just doesn't even, it just doesn't even come into my existence. So again, it just is a way for me to strengthen my faith, because again, the faith is the belief, right? So it strengthens that hope. And it also gives me a confidence in my faith that, again, whatever needs to be taken care of, God will take care of it. The way that things are working out is the way that they're supposed to be working out. If I'm going through a trial or a tribulation, then that's getting me prepared for something. That's changing me. That's transforming me. I mean, in our toughest moments is when, right, we learn the greatest things about ourselves. So again, those are, that's action. And I want to share with you that action in faith, right? Faith in action is important. It's showing, it's experiencing, it's doing something. It's your works and showing that you have faith. And again, that's from the heart. It's your heart changing. It's your heart having that true faith. It's that intention. And that's why it's, you can feel it. That's why it's so important, because you can feel your heart when you're living like that. You can feel your heart growing and expanding and changing and blossoming. So just to finish this segment up, one of the things that I want to talk about too is courage. I want to talk about stepping up your courage. And one of the things that I always do is I pray for courage. I pray daily for God to give me courage. What's the opposite of courage? Fear. You know, for me, in my belief, I'm either coming from a place of love, which is purely from God, or I'm coming from a place of fear. And in my belief, that's right. It takes many shapes. It takes anger, jealousy, doubt, and that for me is that's the devil. So those are my two polar opposites. So what it means for me personally is that if I'm coming from a place of fear, anger, jealousy, resentment, what are some other things that I feel like we sugarcoat these words? But anything but love, I'm moving away from God. So as part of my faith, my action in faith is that I'm constantly looking to move towards God. So when that moment comes up, right, when that uncertainty comes up, when that doubt comes up, that fear, that anger, that jealousy, then I know it's like a red flag for me that I'm stepping away from God. I'm moving away from Him. So I need to move towards Him. And then I go back to the previous action steps that I've given you, that all of a sudden I can reinforce that belief. I can reinforce that faith again. So it's funny. I would say to you, when you're in those moments, right? What does somebody say? What's something that we hear all the time? Oh, just have faith. So when you're feeling those moments of doubt and uncertainty, that's one of the things that we say. We say, oh, just have faith, right? Have faith that things are working out. And I feel like that's sort of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. So that's why faith is important for us to put that action, to put that action behind it. So it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So first thing that you can do is ask for courage. Ask God to help you, right? So if you're having those moments of doubt, just give it to God. I always like to say, I cast this burden upon you so that I can go free and live in joy and peace. That's a favorite prayer of mine. What's another thing that you can do is take care of your health. You know, for me, I feel more courageous when I'm healthy. I feel stronger when I'm healthy. So it's about sleep. It's about eating better. It's about better habits. It's about exercising. Those are all important things about taking care of our body. And again, feeling stronger. What's something else that we can do? We can meditate. We can breathe. So I meditate. When I meditate and I silence myself, it's a great way for me to have that private connection with God. That's something that I do in my relationship. It strengthens my relationship with Him. So I will meditate with worship music. That's a favorite thing for me to do. I will breathe. I will breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth so I can calm myself down if I'm having an anxious moment or if I'm moving away from faith, right? I'm stepping out of faith and I'm moving away from God. I want to bring myself back. So I'll slowly calm my breathing down, which is wonderful. And one of my favorite things to do, and the last thing I'll talk about, is I like to step out of my comfort zone daily. And I talked about this in a previous show, and I think it's really important for if you want to go listen to that show again about stepping out of your comfort zone. But I do little things just to, again, it's building up that courage. So I might take a new workout class that makes me uncomfortable. I might take a different route that I normally take to pick up my kids. I'll try something different. I'll leave at a different time. Just really minor things. I'll change my coffee place. I'll change the way I have my coffee. I'll change my food. Those are just little things that give me a little sort of discomfort, not so much, but just a little bit of discomfort that, again, it takes me out of my comfort zone, but it builds up my courage and it strengthens it. So we have run out of time, and I hope you have enjoyed this show. Faith and God is just seriously my favorite topic to talk about. And if you'd like to know more or hear more, visit me at jenniferzellup.com. You can also reach out to me at jenniferzellup@yahoo.com. And on the website, we've created the foundation for strengthening faith, for living in faith, just those little steps that you can do daily. Thanks again, everybody. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.